We are learning Maseches Brachos, Daf Mem Gimel on Beis, and beginning on top of the Amr. Amr Rav Yigdal Marav, Hai Smalik, Mavarchem Aleihel, Bar Atavisamim. Samlik Rashi says is jasmine, a type of grass that has a type of like a grass or flower that smells good. You make a bracha of Bar Atavisamim. Amr Rav Chanal Marav, Hani Chalfi de Yamim, Mavarchem Aleihel, Bar Atavisamim. This plant that's called Chalfei Yama, some say it's lavender. The halacha is you make a bracha of Bari Atzei V'Samim. Amar Zutra Maikra, how do you know it's called Eitzim? Maybe it's like a grass. So he brings a raya from a pasuk by Racha, V'Yaleisim, Hagino, V'Titimnei, V'Pishtei Eitz. You see, the Pishton, which is flax, is called Eitz. It's called a branch. And therefore you can say Bari Atzei V'Samim on lavender and jasmine. Rav Misharash Yama, hi, Nerkum de Gunisa. Narkoim is called Rasha's Chavatzalas. Chavatzalas is either a rose or it's a lily. So Narkoim de Gunisa, Mavarach Malay Avari Atav Vesamim. You make the bracha Avari Atav Vesamim if it's garden variety. The Dabra, if it grows in the midbar, Bari Asve Vesamim. Then you make a bracha Bari Isve Vesamim, lotion of grass. So if it's a garden variety of this rose, you make Bari Atav Vesamim. If not, you make a Bari Isve Vesamim. Omrav Sheshes, Hane Sigli. Sigli might be violet. Mevarchem allow Bari Isve Besam. Make a bracha Bari Isve Besam. Omrav Zotra, Hayman, the Mereach by Esrega. Someone who smells the Esreg, Oibichavusha, or a quince, these are both fruits. Oimer, the bracha goes like this. Baruch Shenosan Reach Toiv Beperis. Geloyt is Hashem that it gave a good smell to Paris. And Taisha speaks out, this is Dafka when you're smelling it, but if you're eating it, you don't make the bracha of Birchas HaReach. And the question is, what about an esrig of a mitzvah? So in the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Tez Zayin, Sif Yudalad, says, HaMariach BeEsrig Shal Mitzvah Mavaruch Olav. You make a bracha. V'yesh Oymen She'ena Mavaruch. You don't make a bracha. L'chein Nocha, and therefore it's good, Shaloy LaReach Bayu. You should not smell an esrig because you have a Sofik bracha. The Sofik bracha, which make a bracha, because on one hand, you shouldn't make a bracha since it's made for a mitzvah. So therefore, you should not smell it. There is a tzad, the Magen Avraham brings down, that if it's before the mitzvah or after the mitzvah, then it's fine, you couldn't make the bracha by Rim Salman, but still, Shaila, Mishmaru says, therefore, it's l'chatchila, you should not smell your esrig. Amar Rav Yehuda, Hayman de Nopik b'yom Nisan, someone who goes out in the month of Nisan, v'chazi yolonet kom lavavi, he sees trees blossoming. Oma baruch shlo yichoyisa b'alam eklum. He makes a bracha like this. Shlo yichis b'alam eklum. Nothing's missing in this world. Evara by brios tayvais v'ilanis tayvais. He created beautiful creations and trees. Beautiful trees. It's nice b'am b'nei adam that people should have enough from. And this is the makar for something called berachas ilanis that we say in the chodesh Nisan. Oma rav zutra tov yom rav. Menayin shu mevarchem al reach. What's the makar? They make a bracha on smell. And the achrayim speak out that even though we know before the makar for making bracha for food is also lahenais ma'olam azeh below bracha, that's dafka a hana that goes into your go. But a reach, which is just like a ruchni sticker hana, who said you make a bracha on that? Therefore, you need a different makar. What's the makar for that? What's the source for that? Shneimar says in the pasuk, call hana shama tahal ka. What's the thing that the Shama has an off from in a guf nana, not the guf manu have oim is arech, that smell. Therefore, you make the bracha of bari min v'samim, bari atzav v'samim, because of the pasuk call on the Shama tahalaka. Anything the Shama has an off from tahalaka, should thank Hashem. V'amar Rav Zutra Tov Yom Rav Asidim v'churi Yisrael sheyitnu reach toiv klevanon la'asid lavoi the young bacharim are going to have reach toiv like the levanon. Levanon is an area, it's a forest, and it's called levanon, and it's Israel. Shnema, yelchu yankhoysav yir kezayis hoidoi, v'reach loik levanon, and the reach will be like a levanon. It's a pasuk in Hosea, and yankhoysav loshon of the young boys, they're going to smell as good as the forest in levanon. V'ama rav zot shabar tov yom rav, ma'y dechsiv, es ha'koil Oysa Yafa B'idai. The pasuk says everything is good in its time. What it means to tell you is like this: everyone, Hashem gives everyone a certain nature that he enjoys a certain work, and he enjoys that work even though for other people it will be disgusting. Like Rashi speaks out, even a tanner, a person who works with hides, leather, You know, a lot of people say it's a disgusting job. The person who has that job loves his job. And the Eibishter made it that way because if not, we wouldn't have people do those jobs. No one liked it. Therefore, he makes certain nature, people have certain nature, they like a certain thing that other people wouldn't like, but they like it, and that's what helps the whole world be mekuyim. Omra papa, haradam inshi, talo le kairo dava acher, if you tie a piece of vine around the neck of a chazir, because you want to give him a fresh piece of a vegetable, the iud day of it, he does his own thing, he rolls the mud. Because for a dava acher, which is a chazir, which is a pig, he likes things dirty and muddy. That's why he likes it. If you go outside with a torch, it's like two people. It's like you're walking with a companion. You're walking by the moonlight, it's like three people. And the Gemara will explain momentarily what's the mile of two or three. First Gemara will say like this. Is a torch like two people besides for you when you're walking with a torch? With him, or without him? When you're walking with a torch, is it you plus, it's like you and one other person, all together two, or it's like all together three? It's like the avuka is worth two people and you're one. Tashima, it says yireach kishloisha. And if avuka kishnai means the person plus the avuka, two, is all together three, it means yireach kishloisha means four. So Mar says, yeah, it's b'shloima b'hadi day shapir. If it's b'hadi day, it's good. It means with avuka with him is two altogether, and yireach with you is called three altogether. Eli amas levar miday without you, so arba'a, what do you need kefor? Lamali, what's the significance of having being worth four people? Well, amamar, now we'll explain what it means, one, two, three, four people. Amamar, then it comes to shadim, mazikim, le'echad niru amazik. If there's only one person walking himself, the shade shows up, and he's mazik, the person. L'shnayim, there's two people walking, niru v'ena mazik. He shows up, but he's not mazik. L'shloisha in niru kolik, he doesn't show up. So once you hit three, you don't need four. So Akar Chacham must be saying, avuka with one person is like two. You won't get mazik, but it'll be niru. If you have your reach, it's like three. Alav shmarino, avuka k'shnayim b'hadidei shmamino. You see, it means two, including you. Shmamino, that's how it is. It's better for a person to throw himself into a burning fire, burning oven, and he shouldn't embarrass someone. Tama was being taken out to be burnt because they thought she was Mazana because she had twins in her stomach. And instead of saying it came from Yehuda, she just set up a remez. She said, whoever owns this stick and this ring, that's who I was Mazana with. And I was really Yehuda. But she didn't want to say it straight Yehuda. Why not? Because she didn't want to embarrass Yehuda. Even though she was about to get killed and thrown into a fire. So you see, it's better to be thrown into a fire than to embarrass someone Barabim. Tana Rabbanan, Vila Fanam, Shemen Vahadas. They brought in front of him oil and Hadas. So it was oil to rub his, Rashi learns it was oil to rub his hands together, and Rashi says that they need a bracha for that. Taisa says they brought shemen to smell, shemen hadas. And the question was, which one should you make a bracha on first? And Taisa asked, they don't make a bracha on wiping your hands with shemen. So, but the answer Rashi is that shemen afarsimah, that you do to make a bracha even when you wash your hands with it. Let's see the Gemara inside. Tana Rabbanan, if you follow shemen hadas, b'shamer er mevarach al shemen, first make a bracha on the shemen, v'achem mevarach al hadas, then you make a bracha on the hadas. You first make a bracha on the hadas, and then you make a bracha on the shemen. What's pshat in the Beis Hillel? So Mashburu explains that the pshat is because the hadas is the guf ha'etz that smells good. Mashaik in the shemen, it gets the smell from something else because you put some in the shemen, but the shemen itself doesn't smell good. But like upon him, Beis Shammai says you make first a bracha on the shemen, then the hadas. Amar Gamil, ani achriya shemen. I'm going to be machriya. Why? Because shemen zechilo reichav zechilo zichase. Shemen has two milas. First of all, it smells good, and second of all, I could smear my hands with it. Hadas the reicha is zechinu. We have by hadas the reich, but lezichase lo zechinu. It doesn't have the mila of being able to be smeared on your hands. Therefore, he paskins like Rabbi Beis Shammai in this case. He's machriya. Rabbi Gamliel is machriya like Beis Shammai. Om Rav Yechon machriya. He passes Rabbi Gamliel. Rav Papa Ikleber Rav Huna Brei Rav Ika Isaac Amay Shemen Hadas brought in front of him Shemen and Hadas. Shakur Rav Papa Baruch Hadas like Beis Hillel Bereisha. V'hod Baruch Shemen. They made bracha on the Shemen, like we said. The Mishburu reason is because that's Atze, that's the etzem, it smells by itself, and shemen takes smell of something else. Amalele, shavale, mara, loch, devre, machriya, don't you hold like Rabbi Gamil? Like Rabbi Yechonon says, you pass like Rabbi Gamil, who's machriya, that shemen is better because it has 2 miles. Amalei, hochi, amal, rava, loch, kevesil. Rava said, loch, kevesil. And according to the Rif, the Gemara ends here, and that's why in halacha we pass the Vesil. But our Gemara says, v'lohi, l'shtamuti nafshu d'avid. Really, Rava never passed the Vesil, just he felt bad that he made a mistake, so therefore he made up a little bit of a story. That's Pasha Pshat. But Avada, you can't say such a Pshat in a Rapapa that he was embarrassed, therefore he made up a story. He would just be Maida. So this was Shidin of Pshat, and one of the Pshatim are that he really had his own day that he passed away his hill. That's how he came out and he held that was the right way. But he didn't want to be like a Bagaiba and say, oh, that's what I hold. So he said, you know what? It's because my Rebbe said like his hillel. And that's nothing wrong. He was doing it just to take away the gaiva. That's a vlohi. He doesn't want to look like a Bagaiba. And that's why he said that. Torah Rabbana, Vilafonem, Shemen, Vayayin. He brought in front of him Shemen for smelling and Yayin to drink. Says you make a first bracha, you make on shemen, then you make on the yayin. Make a bracha first on the wine, and second on the shemen. You first make a bracha on the wine, and then afterwards you make the bracha on the shemen. Oiches is what do you do afterwards? And then talku b'roish hashemesh. You take the oil that's on your hand, and you wipe it on the head of your attendant. The Mishamas Talmud Chacham, who then talk about it, so wipe it on the wall. Now, why are you wiping off the shemen off your hands? It's not by kavodik for Talmud Chacham to go out into the street all smelly, smelling very good. That's not by kavodik for him. And the Gemara will explain very soon why. There are 6 things that are not nice for Talmud Chacham. You shouldn't go out smelling very much in the street. You shouldn't go out himself at night. You shouldn't go out with shoes with patches. You shouldn't be talking to a lady in the street. You shouldn't eat together with a group of Amaratzim. You shouldn't come in last to the Beis HaMedrash. He shouldn't run. He shouldn't walk like a very haughty way, big shot. And the Gemara explains every step of this price. He should not go out while he's smelling very good into the street. Why not? We're talking about a place where there's the choshesh people from Mishkav Zachar, and it looks like he's trying to attract other males by smelling good, and therefore, it's a gnai for Talmud Chacham to go out smelling good. It's only if this smell is on his clothing. Al v'gufoy, if he puts it just on his guf, zeyam, don't worry about it, he's not going to smell. You're not going to smell the good smell, you're not going to smell the cologne, why not? Zeyam avrele, the sweat removes the smell of the cologne. Amra Papa, what's different than the hair? Vesare kabig the dummy. The hair is like a beggar because on the hair there's no sweat. But Amrila, no, gufi dummy, there is sweat in the hair. So it's a shayla if the hair is like the guf or not. Another halacha, it's a chidi belayla. You shouldn't go outside in the street alone at night. There's a chshad that people are going to think that he's going after his nos. That's only if no one knows his schedule. They don't know he has a chavrusa, kavudik chavrusa this time. A kavila idne. If everyone knows 9 o'clock at night, he has a kavuz de chavrusa, made the other day in the kazal. Everyone knows he's going to his chavrusa. The next halacha about Talmud Chacham, shouldn't go out with patched up shoes. It's not nice for Talmud Chacham to go out with shoes that have patches on it. Rabchir Ba'aba himself, nothing goes out with patches on his shoes. The whole is only with a patch on top of another patch, but one patch is fine. This patch only a problem is on top of the shoe. A glida on the sole, less labor, it's not a problem. And even with pansa, even on top of the shoe, only in the street. Al beis, less labor. You can wear it in the house, it's not a problem. And also, only in the summer. Anyway, all the shoes are muddy, so you can't tell. Less labor, it's not a problem to go out with a patched up shoe. You shouldn't talk with a woman in the street. Even if it's his wife. His wife or his daughter, his sister. Why? Not everyone knows it's craving. He sees someone talking to a lady in the street. It's not becoming the Talmud Chacham. Maybe after Amaratzim, so you should not eat with them and spend a lot of time with them. You shouldn't be the last one in Beis Medrash, because they're going to call him a Peshaya that is coming late. It means even if he has a good shoes, he still should not come late because it looks like he's a Peshaya or he's lazy. Shouldn't run or take big steps. Because Psia Gas takes away 1/500th of his light of his eyes. How do you get it back? You get it back by Kiddush. By drinking wine of Kiddush, Rashi says, that's how you get it back. Some say that's why you put in the wine of Dol into our eyes, to try to return this light back to our eyes. By a halav became a skufa, you shouldn't walk in a haughty way with head up in the air. Domamar, hamahal became a skufa, a fill of amis. Even if you walk 4 amis with your head held up high in the air, ki'ilu doichik ragle shchinah, ki'ilu you're pushing away kavayachal the legs of the shchinah. The chsim loy kol aretz kavod, the whole world is full of kavod. And you stick your head up there, looks like you're pushing away the ragle hashchinah.